91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy, or with light showers. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. The excitement is brewing as the student government has worked hand-in-hand with Aramark to get the hours extended in the cafeteria. Nick Liard has the story.
I am uber excited, yeah. I can't wait, because I work in the library as well, so I'm here late, and Subway can only have it so many times a week.
That was student president Chris Barnum showing you that not only are they excited as a student government for the extended hours, they are also excited as students. So far, discussions between Aramark, the company that runs the cafeteria, and the student government have been pretty open.
I mean, from what I know of Pierre and Aramark, they're certainly willing to work with us, so that's the main thing. So as long as we can have that communication, I think we'll meet probably in the middle with them.
The extended hours will be put into place January 9th when students return. Now, instead of the caf being open only till 3, it will be extended to 6:30. For QNET News, I'm Nick Liard.
A private space company will attempt the first ever commercial cargo run to the International Space Station in February. NASA announced the news Friday. The approval comes 1 year and 1 day after Space Exploration Technologies became the first private business to launch a capsule into orbit and return it safely to Earth. On February 7th, SpaceX will attempt another orbital flight from Cape Canaveral in Florida. This time, the unmanned Dragon capsule will fly to the space station and dock with a load of supplies. NASA has turned to industry and stock the space station now that the space shuttles are retired. The station's Russian, European, and Japanese partners provide their own cargo ships. Germany, the United States, and 9 other nations have signed an agreement that expands access to a unique Holocaust-era archive. The government in Berlin said the 11 nations overseeing the International Tracing Service formally agreed Friday. The nations hope to establish an institutional partnership with Germany's Federal Archive. The deal allows wider distribution of the ITS documents to facilitate historical research and education. The ITS was established by Western Allies in the final days of World War II and run by the Red Cross. It was created to help uncover the fates of Holocaust victims and others who suffered under the Nazi regime. In 2007, scholars and researchers were allowed access to the documents, beginning the archive's transformation from a tracing service to a research institution. Hastings County Emergency Services is looking at ways to end to pocket dialing 911. One day last month, pocket dialing accounted for up to 30% of all 911 calls in Belleville. Colette Tanner is Hastings County's 911 coordinator. Tanner hopes to raise people's awareness of the issue by placing catchy posters around the area, especially Loyalist College. She said young people are the problem.
Kids, just it's not cool to holster your phone. Everybody has their phone on its own. But that's what our issue is because they're not being holstered. That it's able to make that pocket dial.
Tanner says parents shouldn't give their old phones to children as toys, since they can still call 911 even if they can't call any other numbers. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Two Canadian communications rivals are teaming up for a change. Rogers and Bell are combining to buy a 75% share of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, worth $1.32 billion. MLSC owns the Toronto Maple Leafs, Raptors, Toronto FC, the AHL's Marlies, and the Air Canada Centre. The share was bought from the Ontario Teachers' Pension Plan. Rogers already owns the Blue Jays, the Rogers Centre, and broadcaster Sportsnet. Bell also owns a minority of the Montreal Canadiens. Canada's World Junior Hockey Team got a big boost to its roster today. Forwards Brett Connolly and Devontae Smith-Pelly were both loaned by their NHL teams to Canada for the World Junior Tournament. Connolly has 8 points in 28 games this season for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Smith-Pelly has 5 points in 26 games for the Anaheim Ducks. Canada can use the experience the two players bring, with only 3 returning players on the roster from last year's tournament. Both players are expected to join the team at their training camp in Calgary this weekend, and the tournament begins on Boxing Day and is hosted by Edmonton and Calgary. The Toronto Raptors and the other 29 NBA teams are officially back on the court. The teams open training camps today to prepare for the 66-game season that tips off on Christmas Day. The Raptors were without Jonas Valanciunas, their first-round pick from this year's draft, who will spend the year in his native Lithuania. The season was shortened from the regular 82 games after the 149-day lockout. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91X Weather.
91X Weather today, periods of snow ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. Wind becoming southwest, 20 kilometers an hour early this afternoon, and a temperature steady near plus one. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow early this evening, becoming partly cloudy late in the evening. Wind southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early in the evening, and a low of minus four. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, wind becoming west, 20 kilometers an hour in the morning, and a high of zero. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, low of minus four, and a high of plus two. Right now, it's 3 degrees. I'm Sam Normand with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.